Souvenirs take many forms. Snow globes, shot glasses, spoons, beaded belts. But as far as I know, there is no beaded belt museum. There are snow globe museums, though, and we have discovered another, a squished penny museum here in Washington, just a few blocks from our studio. Hey, we're all tourists, right? So we went over, and the curators Christine Henry and Pete Morelowitz met us wearing T-shirts with the motto, "I'm on a squishin' mission." For the uninitiated, Christine explained what qualifies as a squished penny.
Squish pennies are those souvenirs that you get at any roadside attraction, sometimes at museums, zoos, towers, kind of any place that you might go when you're touring a new place. And they take usually 50 cents and your penny, and then they press it out with a design that's specific to where you are. We have a little bit about what squish pennies aren't. We're very specific that squish pennies are not those pennies that you put on the railroad tracks. Oh. We call those squashed pennies. And while they're very nice, they don't really have any site-specific design, so we're not really into those.
Squished pennies, isn't there an official name for them? Elongated pennies?
Yes, that's correct.
And these are ones that have been done in the machines that we would find at tourist attractions across the country.
Correct, yes. And most of them have been squished by Pete or myself. Some of them have been donated that are on exhibit today, but most of these are ones that we did ourselves.
What is the oldest squished penny that you have in your collection? And you are both very young people, so I can assume that you did not squish it personally.
No, our oldest penny goes all the way back to 1893 to the Columbian World Exposition. So we start right at the beginning, right through the modern day issues.
You can really commemorate just about anything on a penny, and I think that's one of the things we've learned from our collection is people commemorate just about everything.
Over here, these are natural sites, so Mount Rushmore.
We have Mount Rushmore, the Petrified Forest, Yosemite, Devil's Tower. The National Park Service doesn't seem too big on having the squish pennies, so a lot of times you have to go to the gateway town. Hmm. So like Williams, Arizona, gateway to the Grand Canyon. And in those gateway towns, it's a great place to find them.
Now, what is the category known as sentiments?
Sentiments are those nice wordy phrases like Jesus loves you, have a good day, good for a hug and a kiss, the Lord's Prayer. And these are what we like to call generics, where you can put in any machine, you put it in Washington State or Washington, D.C. Everyone wants to have good for a hug and a kiss. But we do collect those, but we prefer the site-specific ones.
How many people do you come get on average visiting your museum?
Springtime and summertime seem to be the high times. In spring, we're looking at about two groups a week. And then throughout the winter, we may go weeks without a visitor.
Hmm.
So there's not a lot of hardcore collectors of squish pennies. There's probably just in the thousands.
Really? Thousands of people across the country collect squished pennies?
Yes. Obviously not as serious as we are. But out of those that are interested in coming to a museum wholly dedicated to them, there's just not that many.
But there are definitely lots of people out there who think they're the only ones who collect these. And then they find us and they say, oh, this is so wonderful. You know, fill in the blank. My husband, wife, father, mother thinks I'm absolutely insane for collecting these. And look, you guys have your whole house filled with them. I'm not so bad.
Do you have machines here?
Yes.
Can you squish a penny?
Oh boy,
wouldn't
can
be a museum without that.
We brought some pennies with us.
Oh, good.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Excellent.
I mean, we can't leave without squishing a penny.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We have a hand crank, which the insurance company doesn't know about. It's an open design.
You just told them.
Oh, yeah. Hope they're not listening.
Okay.
And you insert your penny, and you make sure your finger doesn't get squished, and you can roll it. And it's a little different than the commercial ones where you put your 50 cents in. This is the guts of the commercial one. And you're using your own hand to crank out 22 tons of pressure. That's what it takes to crush a penny.
Okay. The penny slides in.
Slide that with your left hand.
With my left hand.
And then with your right hand, grab the crank, pull towards you.
I really am in danger of getting my finger squished here, aren't I?
And push that up even
further.
Yeah. That's 22 tons.
All right. Look. Look what I did. How neat. And this is turned into the Squished Penny Museum. Elongated paint. That is so cool. Christine Henry and Pete Morelowitz, they are the curators and proprietors of the Squished Penny Museum in Washington, D.C. Their website is www.squished.com. Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.